It's 9:12, and you're listening to the Sundance Reel. I'm Leslie Thatcher, along with my co-host, Barb Bretz. Well, never, rarely, sometimes, always, an intimate portrayal of two teenage girls, cousins, in rural Pennsylvania, who are faced with an unintended pregnancy and the journey they take to New York City because Autumn can't get an abortion in Pennsylvania. The film is written and directed by Eliza Hittman. It is part of the U.S. Dramatic Film Competition. And Eliza joins us now in the studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. The trailer is very powerful. The story, of course, speaking to the current political movement as we watch and hear the battles of repealing a woman's right to an abortion under Roe v. Wade. Talk a little bit about, if you would, first the origins of you writing this film.
Yeah, I first started thinking about this film in 2012. I was editing another project and I was reading a newspaper and I read an article about a woman in Ireland who died named Savita Halappanavar, and she passed away in a hospital in Galway after being denied a life-saving abortion. She had a septic miscarriage and they would not help her. And I was really stunned and saddened by her death and her passing. And I began to read and go down an internet rabbit hole about where women in Ireland would travel to should they need an abortion, and read all these articles about women who traveled to London and back to Ireland in one day. And I thought, that's a journey that I've not seen explored before. And it's a journey that many women take. And I began to think about what is the U.S. equivalent of that story. And that was the genesis of the project. And I did a lot of research and spent a lot of time, you know, thinking about, you know, if I was on this journey, what would it be like?
So that is the case in Pennsylvania.
Well, in Pennsylvania, specifically, the barriers that the character encounters have to do with her age. The film deals a lot with parental consent. And, you know, when somebody is 17 and on the line of, you know, being 18, and the circumstances of the pregnancy are maybe not something she feels comfortable discussing with her parent, you know, and her only option is to go to New York City.
But there are a lot of other states that are setting up obstacles in their own way, whether
Correct.
It be maybe abortions aren't illegal, but they basically legislate abortion
yeah.
clinics out of business. And
yes.
so they make that extremely long journey necessary.
There's barriers wherever you are in the world.
Yeah. Let's talk just a little bit about the actresses and the process that you went for. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you've got to have actresses, right, that are under, at least,
appearing underage.
So was that challenging then?
It was challenging. It's also very challenging to make a movie with an actor under 18, especially in a leading role, because of the restrictive hours that you can work. So that's something you also have to take into consideration when casting. Like, can we actually shoot the movie in the number of days we have if the hours were restricted? We ended up casting for our lead a young and up-and-coming performer named Sydney Flanagan.
She was so awesome. Just in the trailer, her
Thank
emotions
you.
Were so powerful, I thought.
Thank you. Yeah, and she was a little bit older, actually. She was 19 when we shot. So she was on the line. I would say, and then in this supporting role as her cousin, her friend who travels with her on this journey, is a young up-and-coming talented actress named Talia Ryder.
All right, and I wanted to just hit on the title of the film, Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. While I was doing research, I sat with a social worker in a clinic in New York, and I went through the types of questions that they would ask a minor who would be sitting in their office, and what would that experience be like. And what the social worker said to me is, she's like, we would really want to understand the circumstances of this pregnancy and why they're here. And the way in which we approach somebody is by, because we found that asking yes or no answers is not an effective tool, because people will shut down and say yes, no. You know, it's not a dialogue that opens up a conversation. So they use, you know, what's called the Likert test, and, you know, trying to give people more of a range to open people up. And it really stuck with me, the sort of number of questions that somebody would answer either never, rarely, sometimes, or always. And I thought about that in relationship to the issue, you know, at hand and the larger themes of the film and the complexity in which, you know, each state tries to evaluate the circumstances for which a woman should or should not, you know, have, or a person with a uterus should or should not have an abortion.
So, I'm sorry, the events these girls go through, were they totally created or were they based on real events from any people that you interviewed, or was it totally your inspiration?
They're, you know, a combination, I would say, of my personal journey of exploring a town in Pennsylvania and getting on the bus and taking it to New York. And if I was this character, imagining, you know, what I would see, what I would feel, what I would go through. So it's partially part of my process is to walk through the story as if I was the character, but it's also informed by the research I've done and, my imagination, I would say.
Yeah. Shooting in Pennsylvania is a lot different than shooting in New York City. How was that?
I think the same challenges you encounter. You know, you have to ask people for permission. It's not like you can sort of do whatever you want. You know, you want to be respectful of any space in which you're shooting.
Well, likewise, I have a question. The difference between New York and Indiana, and I'm a Hoosier, and I want to know how you ended up at IU for your studies.
It's a long story, but the short answer is that I had a teacher in high school in Brooklyn who went to IU and spoke so fondly of it to me for 4 years. And I just put it on the list because he had, you know, created a mythology around it in my mind. And I went and checked it out and was really seduced by the campus. And all of the state schools that I applied to in New York looked like the prison that, you know, my high school looked like, I would say. You know, these 70s modern buildings that feel really, really unappealing. And then I saw the campus at IU and I was like, oh, this looks like a college.
Well, my hope is that your film previews widely in Indiana.
I do. That's my hope, too. And we're so lucky to have Focus Features involved on the film. And we are releasing in theaters on March 13th. And yeah, I hope it reaches a wide audience in unexpected places.
All right. Well, that's great. So it was acquired as you were shooting? Or
As we were shooting.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. Do you have others?
Well, I was just going to say, this was one of the films when we did a roundtable with some Sundance Festival personnel. One of them said that he held his breath through this, that it was quite suspenseful and really appreciated the story.
Yes, that's what I hope people will, you know, see a part of the female experience that they don't normally see and watch how, you know, the micro and macro barriers that we encounter, you know, dealing with issues around our body.
Okay, so your premiere is tonight?
It's tonight at the Mark Theater at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, is it the Mark or the Ray?
It's the Ray.
The
I'm
Ray,
sorry.
Okay, I have my notes show the
got
Ray.
Got it. Yeah. I keep getting them confused in my mind.
That's okay. Again, we also have another screening on Sunday, 9 a.m. at the library, Wednesday, 3:30 at the Eccles, and then Thursday out 12:30 at Redstone One. Well, congratulations, because I was going to say good luck, but you've
had your good luck.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Again, we're talking with the director of the film Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, one of those in the U.S. Dramatic Competition, Liza Hittman. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW.